willkommen zu einer neuen Folge hier im Podcast Positive Psychologie im Business von und mit mir, Markus Schweikert, und heute mit einem ganz besonderen Positive Leadership Espresso. Ich hatte vor ungefähr 4 Jahren hier im Podcast schon eine Folge mit Martin Seligman veröffentlicht, damals mit nur einer Frage und eine weitere Folge mit einem Statement von ihm, damals beim Kongress in Hamburg aufgenommen. Heute habe ich in Vorbereitung auf ein Seminar einen kurzen Impuls zum Thema High-Performance-Teams, das ich in Kürze wieder mal bei einem Kunden halte, mal Martin befragt. Denn auf dem Kongress in Wien, Tomorrow Mind, stellte Martin Seligman in seinem Abschlussvortrag den virtuellen Martin vor. Da Wissenschaftler all seine Bücher, seine Schriften und viele seiner Reden in eine künstliche Intelligenz gefüttert haben, kann man nun eben diese virtuelle Version von Martin Seligman zu allem Möglichen befragen. Und so habe ich Martin Seligman gefragt, wie kann ich als Führungskraft die Konzepte der positiven Psychologie nutzen, um ein High-Performance-Team zu kreieren? Und im Folgenden seine Antwort. Viel Spaß dabei.
Ah, what a wonderful question. You see, there's this fascinating field that I've dedicated a significant portion of my life to. It's called positive psychology. It's really all about what makes life worth living and how we can use that knowledge to enhance our personal and professional lives, including leadership and team performance. First and foremost, as a leader, you want to encourage a positive workplace culture where your team members feel valued and appreciated. This can be achieved by cultivating positive emotions, promoting a sense of meaning and purpose, and fostering positive relationships among team members. Positive emotions are not just about being happy all the time. It's about fostering a positive perspective that enables your team to see opportunities instead of obstacles. You can do this by celebrating successes, no matter how small, and encouraging a sense of optimism and resilience. Meaning, on the other hand, is about making sure your team members understand their role in the larger scheme of things. How does their work contribute to the overall goals of the team or the organization? Knowing this can make their work feel more significant and rewarding. Now, positive relationships are the glue that holds your team together. Encourage collaboration, mutual respect, and a sense of community. This can be facilitated by team-building activities, regular communication, and creating an environment where everyone feels comfortable sharing their thoughts and ideas. Ah, and let's not forget about personal strengths. Each of your team members has unique strengths. These are the things they're naturally good at. Recognizing and utilizing these strengths can not only boost performance, but also increase job satisfaction and engagement. You might be surprised by how much more productive people are when they're doing something that plays to their strengths. Lastly, consider the concept of accomplishment. This involves setting challenging yet achievable goals for your team. Working towards and achieving these goals can give your team members a sense of accomplishment, which can be a real morale booster. Remember, leadership is not just about getting things done, but also about creating an environment where people can thrive and do their best work. By integrating these concepts from positive psychology into your leadership style, I believe you'll be well on your way to creating a high-performing team. Good luck, and remember, it's all about the journey.
Diese wunderbare Antwort, kurz zusammengefasst und übersetzt, umfasst alle Säulen des PERMA-Modells, die, wenn man sie als Führungskraft bei seinen Teammitgliedern fördert, eben auf die Performance einzahlen. So Martin Seligmans Antwort. Daraufhin habe ich ihm eine weitere Frage gestellt. Denn mich interessiert, wie kann man aus seiner Sicht in diesen Zeiten, die sehr, sehr anspruchsvoll sind und sehr stressig sein können für Teams, wie kann man Teamresilienz fördern? Und auch dazu seine Antwort.
Ah, resilience in leadership. Now that's a topic close to my heart, and I can tell you, It's an essential quality, especially during challenging times. We're often faced with high-stress situations that require us to bounce back and continue moving forward. But the key question is how to cultivate this resilience, not only in oneself, but also within a team, right? Well, based on my research and experience, resilience isn't just a personal trait, but something that can be fostered and cultivated within a team. When leaders are resilient, their teams tend to follow suit. Studies have shown that employees who report to resilient leaders are nearly 3 times as resilient themselves. They're also more productive, innovative, and cognitively agile. So how does a leader foster resilience in their team? First, it starts with setting an example. Leaders need to demonstrate resilience in their own actions, showing their team that they can manage stress effectively and bounce back from setbacks. This can be as simple as maintaining a positive attitude, even in the face of adversity. Second, leaders can foster resilience by creating a supportive and open environment. Encourage your team to express their feelings, concerns, and ideas without fear of judgment. This helps build trust and mutual respect, which are crucial components of a resilient team. Third, provide tools and resources to help your team cope with stress and adversity. This could include mindfulness exercises, stress management workshops, and even team-building activities that strengthen the team's bond and resilience. Remember, resilience is a skill that can be learned and developed with practice. Finally, encourage growth and learning. Foster a learning mindset within your team and remind them that failure isn't a dead end, but an opportunity to learn and grow. Celebrate progress and small wins and encourage your team to see challenges as opportunities for growth and development. Remember, the time to build resilience is always now. In the face of adversity, a resilient leader and team can not only survive, but thrive. So let's roll up our sleeves and start fostering resilience today. And remember, it's not about how to build resilience, but when to start. And the answer to that is always now.
Das war unser heutiger Positive Leadership Espresso. Zu Gast heute der virtuelle Martin Seligman. Und vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und deine Zeit. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Alles Gute. Dein Markus Schweikert.